critical thinking. Thinking clearly and rationally, understanding the logical connection between ideas. Critical thinking is testing and adapting what you believe in the light of truth. Gullibility is the opposite of critical thinking. You don't say is an indication that some level of critical thinking is happening. It is wonderful to be able to listen with wide-eyed belief. That's the way I succeeded in school, and that is how I developed my faith. Fortunately, the materials and teachers that I experienced were largely true. However, over the years, I have come to understand that all information is passed through filters. Sometimes the filters are intentionally biased, and sometimes they are innocently biased. But whether intentionally or innocently, there is some level of deception when bias is communicated. We need to know the truth in order to make good decisions with good results. We should want to know the truth for that reason. However, it appears that there is a heavy weight in favor of comfort, conceit, and trust that precludes us from pursuing truth, from pursuing critical thinking. A lazy brain will just take things in without critical thinking. A committed to a position brain will just take things in without critical thinking when they support its position. A trusting brain will just take things in without critical thinking. And so facts and ideas get accepted as truth when in reality they may be totally wrong. Now, to be honest, critical thinking does not guarantee that you will always be correct about what is true and what is not. You may have all the facts, or you may not have all the facts, or you may interpret the facts incorrectly. In either case, you may come to a conclusion that is wrong. However, the critical thinking attitude is a deterrent to most falsity. In the least, it will temper the confidence that you place on that truth. If you believe and receive facts or ideas based on who said it, you're vulnerable to deception. If you believe and receive facts or ideas based on how it strokes your ego, you're vulnerable to deception. If you believe and receive facts or ideas based on what everyone else does, you're vulnerable to deception. Am I recommending total distrust? Not at all. But, number one, you must consider the source. Number two, you must consider how new truth meshes with what you already know. Number three, you must be willing to question. Number four, you must be willing to counter a claim that conflicts with what you know. In this age where lying is now an art form and accepted in virtually all areas of life, we have to make a choice. Do we relax, open wide, and just swallow what is proposed? Or do we slow down, push back, and maybe spit out what is proposed? It had never occurred to me to ask this question in the past. I assumed everyone, to a lesser or greater degree, was a critical thinker. That assumption is not true today, if it ever was. As already said, the increase in lying has made critical thinking imperative. Every belief system, worldview, ideology, philosophy is based on assumptions. Your belief system must have these assumptions underpinning it. Number one, God exists. Number two, God is the creator. Number three, God is love. Number four, Satan is the enemy of God. Number five, the Bible is God's word. Number six, Jesus is God in the flesh. Number seven, Jesus is the only source of salvation. Number eight, there is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Number nine, there is eternal death without Christ Jesus. If your belief system does not include the above assumptions, you're lost. You have been deceived. You will not be able to apply the principle of critical thinking to the important things in life to any gain. You must repent, change your way of thinking, and allow the truth, Christ Jesus, to set you free from the lies that have put you in bondage. If the above assumptions do underpin your belief system, you're on a solid foundation. And you're in a position to move forward with critical thinking to much gain.